A scandal is brewing at Baghdad University. On one side stand the students and the university's staff. On the other, Iraq's newly appointed minister for higher education. 7 days ago, the minister fired the Baghdad University's president, saying he wasn't an effective administrator. But the university's students and staff suspect the dismissal had less to do with job performance and more to do with cronyism. From Baghdad, NPR's Guy Raz has this report.
The university term doesn't begin for another few days, but students are already hanging out at the campus cafe. Literature major Maitan Hassam smokes cigarette after cigarette and tips his ashes into the dregs of a cup of sweet coffee. Bitterly, he spits out his contempt when asked about the firing of the university's elected president, Professor Sami Al-Budafal.
If we are supposed to build a democratic society, this is not a good beginning. This decision is just another obstacle on the path towards democracy.
The reasons for the dismissal of Baghdad University's president are still elusive to many of the students here. The official reason given by the Ministry of Higher Education is that Professor Sami Al-Budafal wasn't administering the school properly. The minister, Zayad Aswad, refused repeated requests for further comment. He's also banned anyone in his ministry from discussing the subject. It's no surprise, then, that the ousted university president sees something sinister in the decision.
It's a big conspiracy.
Sami Al-Mudafal hasn't left his home for 7 days. He says he's experiencing a bout of depression. The whole episode has left him embittered.
If you work so hard at this age, starting from 7 in the morning till 12 at night, then suddenly you are accused of a failure, you are not doing the job properly. I don't know. Is this the life?
Professor Mudafal was elected president of Baghdad University this past May in a unanimous decision by the university's governing board. Hatim Al-Robey, the university's vice president, says there was no question that Mudafal was the right man to lead the institution into a new era of democracy.
He's a capable person. He's a scientific person. He's a democracy person. He led us during the most critical period for such university.
During the 3 decades of Saddam Hussein's rule, Baghdad University was tightly controlled by the Ministry for Higher Education. The ministry set the curriculum, decided which professors got jobs, and who ran the administration. Professor Mudafal decided he wanted to end that system, make the university independent of the ministry. The university's trustees and the students thought that was a good idea, and it worked. That is, until the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council appointed a new minister for higher education who refused to accept the university's independence.
And he start to order us to follow what he think to do. But now we want ourselves to be independent.
University Vice President Hatim Al-Robey says the new minister, Zayad Aswad, started a whispering campaign, accusing Professor Mudafal of being a former Ba'ath Party member. All the academics interviewed say that's a lie. They believe Mudafal was ousted because he publicly criticized the work of the Iraqi Governing Council and accused it of appointing ministers based on political affiliation rather than professional ability. The irony of the whole debacle, says Professor Mudafal, is that Paul Bremer, the top U.S. administrator here, was the one who encouraged him to make the university independent of the government. But since Mudafal's dismissal last week, no one from the U.S. Occupation Authority has contacted him. And so now Professor Sami Al-Mudafal waits at home, knowing he's become one of the first political victims of Iraq's new system.
I didn't accept it. It's illegal. But for the sake of the university, I accepted it. But I don't believe in it.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.